This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. I'm sending you love and light today, wherever you are in the world. It's really cool to know that this podcast is reaching every corner of this good green earth. And one of my favorite things about having this show is hearing from all of you listeners across the globe. While I was on break, I had the opportunity to connect with some of you. I do respond to my DMs, y'all. I mean, it may not be right away, but eventually I do respond if the message isn't crazy. But I had the opportunity to hear from people from different parts of the world, and it was so humbling to know that the show has reached all of you. So shout out to all of you listeners today, wherever you are. I am so incredibly grateful that you're here and a part of our girl chat. Y'all, speaking of girl chat, I have learned over the last few months that we have some guys tuning into the show each week. That's crazy to me. I promise I won't share their names, but I get DMs from the guys as well. And a lot of them are just letting me know their thoughts on the show and letting me know what they got from each episode and that they're tuning in each week. And I love that. To know we have guys tuning in also each week and not just my dad is super awesome. That being said, though, I created this space a few years ago to start a conversation and hopefully put out messages that inspired and motivated women who looked like me, who were going through some of the same things that I was going through. But even if you don't look like me, that doesn't mean the message can't resonate with you. I have been excluded from many tables in my life, but what type of person would I be to not acknowledge other people who don't look like me, who don't come from the same backgrounds, but can still appreciate the message? Wherever I go in this life and whatever I do, there is always a seat at my table. Believe that. Before I jump into today's episode, I have to say hello to all of you new listeners and subscribers out there. Hey girl, hey, thank you for listening to the show. My downloads are steady increasing and it's such a blessing, and I'm super grateful that y'all tune in and keep tuning in each week. Welcome to the Girl Chat, boo. This podcast is run by me, and we are a completely independent podcast, meaning I do not have any other big, huge corporations behind me pushing my show. I'm not a part of any podcast networks. It's truly just me and my cute little microphone in my bedroom pushing out episodes. So while you're here, if you could leave me a rating and a review, that helps the show get seen by other people on the podcast apps who may have never heard of us, and honestly helps me see how I'm doing. So thank you, boo, for listening to the show. And I can't forget all of you that have been listening to the show since the beginning. Whether you're 2 years in, 3 years in, I love you deep, boo. Thank you for holding me down. Y'all are the real OGs, okay? Anyway, since we've been mostly indoors for over a year now, which is wild to think, we have all gotten creative with our health and our fitness. I know a lot of people went and purchased Peloton bikes to do rides at home or SoulCycle bikes. And if you are one of those people, shout out to you, boo. I love both Peloton and SoulCycle. However, the way that my bank account is set up, I do not have it in me to buy a Peloton or a SoulCycle bike. Now, if you do, that's your business, boo. Do you. Live it up. But like I mentioned before, right now because of this journey ahead of me and not having a full-time job and just being on my own, I couldn't get with dropping that type of dough on an indoor bike. You know what I'm saying? So I went the DIY route and y'all, I felt like a genius when I figured this out, but I got on Amazon and I got me a little $200 indoor bike. It don't say Peloton, but it's cute, right? I had to put the bike together myself and it's a little squeaky, but it gets the job done for a fraction of the price. I got my little tablet, downloaded the Peloton app, and I just take spin classes that way. Now, I know that's not the move for everybody else, but that's the move for me. And I was geeked with my little fake Peloton. I was taking a class one day, and one of the instructors for my Peloton users, I was taking Alex Toussaint's class. For my non-Peloton users, do yourself a favor, sis, and at least Google him. He is a sight for sore eyes. You hear me? But I was taking his class a few months ago, and he said something that kind of stuck with me ever since I heard it. He was saying how every day we have to tap into our greatness and we have to choose to evolve. Otherwise, the lives we live will just continue to repeat themselves. And I couldn't agree with that more. If we don't actively choose to change, if we don't actively choose to evolve, our lives will continue to go the same way that they've always been going. Our careers become stagnant. Our relationships become stagnant. And we will continue to have the same conversations we've always had with people, do the same things we've always done, and feel the same way we've always felt about our lives. If there is no moment where we actively decide to shift and change, our careers will continue to look the same. Our relationships will look the same. Our mindsets will continue to be the same. Our perspectives will stay the same. And I don't know about y'all, but that kind of scares me. I don't ever want to look back and my life repeated itself every single year. I did the same things I always did. I talked to the same people. I engage in the same old conversations I always do. I go to the same restaurants and the same bars and the same type of guys hit on me. Nah. The mindset that I have now is not the same mindset I had last year or the year before. The perspective I have on life now is not the same perspective I had last year or the year before. Why? Because personally, I would rather live in a constant state of change. I would rather live in this constant state of evolving than to live a life I've already lived. Remember last year when we were fresh on the lockdown? I know y'all are like, we're trying to forget it, sis. Me too. But just using lockdown as an example, day after day, week after week, month after month, it became mundane because we were forced to stay in the house and social distance and get creative with ways to make ourselves happy indoors. But y'all, it was boring most of the time and we were over it. And I can't help but to think about the things that we do now that we're kind of out of lockdown, the things that we do in our lives today, the things that we do every day that have become mundane. And to be honest, you're kind of over that too. Think about the things that bring your life light right now and joy. And think about the things that just kind of feel like you're checking off a box, checking off something on your to-do list. What about your life? Can you switch up a little and do something different? So you may be thinking, Ashley, I'm satisfied with my life. I'm happy with my life. Things are going well. I love it here, right? And that very well may be true. I'm not knocking that. But you can still be happy with your life, boo, and still want to improve it. I challenge you to never be just satisfied with where you are in life or with the things that you do. You can still love the way that your life is going, boo, and be quote unquote cool with how things are, but not get complacent and just sit there. You know what I'm saying? Complacent or complacency is a feeling of quiet pleasure or security, self-satisfaction or smug satisfaction. That's my favorite, with an existing situation, condition, or experience. smug satisfaction, meaning it's not bad, but it's not great either. Y'all, it's so easy to become complacent and fall into the everyday mundane tasks that we do, and days turn into weeks, and then those turn into months, and then years. And for those of you that kind of know it's time to switch it up and you're ready to change some things around and incorporate some new traditions in your life, or maybe some new activities and some new experiences, evolve, boo. And do that relentlessly. Keep evolving and keep changing. And don't be afraid to step out and do something that feels strange to you or strange to the people around you. It's not about them. It's about you. It's about bringing happiness to your life. It's about pushing yourself, pushing your mind, pushing your beliefs to new levels. It's about experiencing things you've never experienced before and not being afraid or ashamed of that. And for those of you that are like, I'm good with where I am, things are cool, and that where your life is right now is enough, while normally I agree that you as a person, you as a woman, you are enough, this life that you've been given, this life that we live, is not enough. I know not everyone is going to agree with my perspective, but y'all, I choose to believe that there is more for every single one of us. If you think life is sweet now, I challenge you to push your mind and think about how it can be that much sweeter by this time next year. How can you be that much better? How can you be even better than you were last year, last month even? We always ask our members in the girl gang all the time, what did you do great last month? And how can you do it even better this month? What went well last month? And what can you be even better at this month? I encourage you to be a woman who always wants more, boo, and never be ashamed of that. Even when you get the bag, start getting another one. Even when you get the degree, help someone else get theirs. Even when you hit your sales goals, your fitness goals, or any other goals that you have, to push yourself to go further and to show up and show out and take the dream to a whole nother level. Blow your own mind, sis. Switch it up and change some things around in your life this year, this month, this week, even. Do not ever settle for a life that other people think that you are supposed to live. Over the holiday, I got a call from one of my dear friends in California. Now, y'all, if you saw both of us standing on the street, you'd probably never guess that we were really close friends. But he calls and we're on FaceTime and we're just catching up, and he's telling me all the things that he's been up to since we last saw each other before the lockdown. And I am almost floored to know that this man has started another company. He's doing some really awesome work for some other huge companies. He's published another book. And I'm just like, how, right? How? He works full time and still finds the time to do all these other projects and really pushes himself to be excellent in everything that he does. Here I am just trying to be consistent on the gram, and this guy is going over and beyond. So I asked him, how can you do all of this stuff, work, publish a book, start a company, and you're not losing your mind, right? You're not stressed out or crazy. You still look like my dear old friend. And he said, you know what, Ash? When I think of something I want to do, I do it. I don't sit and wait. I just do it. I'm grateful for the life that I have, and I'm grateful for the life that I've worked for, but why not make it better? I choose to spend my time being everything I know I can be. I don't spend my time thinking about it. I can always be better than I am today. And that conversation lives rent-free in my head. I can always be better than I am today. You can always be better than what you are today, boo. There is magic in new experiences. There is magic in new opportunities. There's magic in new ideas, new friendships or relationships, new careers, new journeys, new hobbies. Do not let your mind keep you in a place you don't want to be because it's comfortable. That's playing small, sis. That's self-sabotage. And we don't play small here. Starting today, I want you to think about how you can take some risks and break up that everyday life routine and create something new within your life. I want you to think of ways you can push yourself outside of your comfort zone just a little more than you did before. And then not just think about it, y'all, but actually follow through and do it. Don't put yourself in a box today or this month or this year just because it's the easy thing to do. Just because it's the thing you've always done, so you're used to doing it. No, you are bigger than that. Don't let this life, your life, run you. You are the author of your life, sis. You are the one writing this story. And you can either keep writing the same thing or switch up that pen and write something different. But this story and that choice is yours. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.